Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning. Hard to see this morning with the sun streaming
it
in,
isn't it,
Joe?
It is bright, yes.
Well, we can't complain about a bright, sunny day.
Lots of vitamin D.
There you go. Lots of vitamin D capabilities today. But I did want to talk about kind of the elephant in the room when it comes to healthcare, and that's cost. And it is a cost. And in fact, statistics show that the number one reason for bankruptcy these days is healthcare expenses. And probably the biggest reason, I believe, is nobody plans for health, and then all of a sudden they have a crisis, and crises are way more expensive than maintenance. You know, if you think about maintaining your house versus replacing the roof or what have you, it's much more expensive. And it's the same with healthcare. As the, you know, your grandma always said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so, I guess I sometimes use myself as a testament. I'm coming up on my 64th year of life, and I take no prescription medications. I've had no major surgical procedures, and I believe that's because I try to be very proactive with my health. I try to watch my weight. I try to exercise regularly. I try to eat right. I take nutritional supplements, and I keep my nervous system balanced and my biomechanics balanced. And so let's talk about specifically today. I mean, we could talk about a plethora of things, but let's talk specifically about musculoskeletal problems, because they say musculoskeletal problems are the number one reason for disability in the United States. And, we're not really taught, even in health class, you know, anything to do to prevent musculoskeletal problems. We're taught to, you know, get our eyes checked. We're taught to brush our teeth and get our teeth checked and all these different types of checks. But nothing is taught to us about musculoskeletal problems. And I think that's a big deficiency. And it's highlighted by this fact that so many people have chronic problems when it comes to their spine or headaches or what have you. And it is expensive when you let it go to the point where you need a major corrective process or procedure. But chiropractic has historically and repeatedly been shown to be the most cost-effective means of handling a musculoskeletal condition. I mean, by a long shot. And not only that, when you look at downstream cost, you're less likely to need injections, you're less likely to need surgery, you're less likely to need addictive medications like opioids, you're less likely to need repeated care down the road for a similar or same condition. And so when you add all this up, a lot of people say to me, oh, that's expensive. And unfortunately, the more that you kick the can down the road, it just becomes a bigger problem and a bigger problem. And I've seen that in my 35 years of practice, that, you know, some people say, I can't afford it right now. And then they just end up coming back later and having a bigger problem, unfortunately. And, you know, we're still able to help them, but it just becomes more costly for them. And I get it. You've got to make choices in life. You know, everybody's got to eat. Everybody's got to put gas in their car. Everybody's got to, you know, get to work. But here's the last piece is, I just had a guy in yesterday, and he said, I've got to do something about this, and I got to figure out a way to pay for it because I'm missing 2 days of work a week. And people forget about lost productivity, and that is the biggest piece of the expense of musculoskeletal conditions. Even if a person does, you know, lumber into work, you know, are they really as productive as they could be if they were feeling their full potential? So lost productivity is something that's real. And again, chiropractic gets people back to work. They have a greater level of functionality. They have a greater level of satisfaction. You know, surgeries have about a, depending on what study you look at, a 50 to 60% success rate. And that they rate success as not having pain any worse than what you started with. And so you might come out feeling the same, whereas chiropractic boasts over a 90% success rate with the same or similar conditions and have a much longer outcome success rate. People that typically have one surgery, end up having two or three down the road. So, you know, I always say motion is lotion, and the key is keeping your body moving and keeping your body healthy and keeping your nervous system balanced. So many people focus just on the biomechanics, but if you don't get the nervous system balanced, you're never going to maintain anything, any sort of correction without the nervous system being balanced. And we go to quite extensive lengths to make sure your nervous system is balanced, so your musculoskeletal system is balanced, and you get optimal function at the end of your care plan. So hopefully that helps people make a better decision as it relates to musculoskeletal conditions and your health expenses and costs.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.